Right, we are here on a finally Friday on KRDO's Morning News. I'm Andrew Rogers along with Shannon Brenius. Joining us on the KRDO Newsline as he does every Friday at this time is Jonathan Toman with PeakRadar.com. Jonathan, thanks so much for joining us. What is on tap this weekend across the Pikes Peak region?
Good morning, Andrew and Shannon, and many things as per usual, but I have four music-inclined events to talk about. And then also one run/walk and a dance event as well. So all kinds of fun stuff getting underway as we finally get some warmer weather, hopefully, and we'll lean our way towards Memorial Day weekend. We'll start tonight, in fact, 7:30 at the Ent Center for the Arts, which is back up and running with performances. The Shockley-Zalabak Theater will host an event from Peak Frequency, and it's called On the Nexus of... And it'll feature all sorts of different brass performances, including Nexus Brass Quintet, members of the UCCS Student Brass Quintet, and regional brass professionals of all kinds. So if you're into trumpet, French horn, trombone, tuba, and that sort of music, a great opportunity tonight to get out and see some of that. Boot Barn Hall is open and running again, and Savannah Chestnut and the Field Hands will be there tonight at 7:30 on the north side of town at Boot Barn Hall. Raised in the boondocks of Kansas, Savannah Chestnut is a country music singer-songwriter whose music reflects her roots. And Savannah was a contestant on season 20 of The Voice as well. So if you remember that show and that season, you may remember her and get a chance to check her out at Boot Barn. Front Range Barbecue is up and running with their Front Porch music series. And tomorrow evening will be countywide, along with Mr. Jimmy Marsh for some bluegrass music starting around 4:30 p.m. And in fact, Front Range has three Front Porch performances in the next week. So there's all kinds of music, so you can get a side of bluegrass at least tomorrow evening with your favorite pulled pork sandwich at Front Range Barbecue in Old Colorado City. On Saturday evening as well, the Chamber Orchestra of the Springs will present Distant Winds outside at First Lutheran Church, an outdoor chamber concert with the orchestra's woodwinds, where they will do a charming program of Mozart and others with rarely performed works as a window to the genius of the brilliant composers that they will be talking about and performing. So wind and chamber orchestra. And then the last two, the run to the Shrine at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo is this weekend, 4-mile casual run walk to benefit the zoo that, of course, goes through the zoo and on Shrine Road up to Will Rogers Shrine of the Sun. Easy for me to say. Shrine of the Sun. It's the only time foot traffic is allowed on the road. Saturday's run is sold out, but there are still tickets. I just checked for Sunday afternoon to check out and get out and do that race if you've always wanted to do it. It's not timed this year because of COVID, but still a fun opportunity to get out.
Jonathan,
and then finally, out of the crowd.
Go ahead.
Oh, I have one more. Out of the Crowd 2.0 from Amayo Dance Company starts tonight, in fact, with the first performance, and there'll be several Friday and Saturday, both this weekend and next weekend. Amayo Dance will have 15 choreographers, 16 dancers for an outside performance called Out of the Crowd, four evening shows using the landscape the city has provided, including their parking lot, a box truck, a cul-de-sac, and, importantly, a Subaru Outback. All kinds of fun dance from Amayo over the next couple weekends as well. Okay, that's it. I'm ready, Shannon.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, Andrew is our resident runner, so we may need to sign him up for that run. You know,
if you're looking for something to do Sunday afternoon, Andrew, Sunday afternoon, evening. Yeah, absolutely.
Go head up to Uncle Will's shrine for sure.
I don't think we would want him dancing, though. So, you know, it's a good thing that we'll let the professionals handle the modern dance with the Subaru.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Let Armayo do that. And Andrew can do the run to the shrine.
Because the zoo is not vertical enough as it is. Let's just add the run up there, too, because that's what we need. All right, Jonathan, thanks so much. If we want to get more information on this, maybe some future events, get that summer planning starting, what's the best site to go to?
Yeah, peakradar.com has details for everything I just talked about, plus events well out into the future. We're seeing the most events listed to the site that we have since the pandemic started. So if you're looking for something to do or have an event you need to promote yourself, peakradar.com.